From the Congregational Church of Patchogue now to the African-American Methodist community in the Mid-Atlantic. The singing and praying bands of Maryland and Delaware have been a key part of church life for generations, and they go back to the days of slavery. But the number of people participating has been shrinking. There's now just one singing and praying band left. It travels from church to church across the eastern shore of Maryland and coastal Delaware. Matthew Schwartz of WAMU, part of our Contributors Network, has the story.
It's not a choir. We do not have sopranos, tenors, altos, and bass. We just come together in unison and just sing on one accord and blend our voices together.
That's Reverend Jerry Colbert, leader of the singing and praying bands of Maryland and Delaware. And he's talking about a musical tradition that, until recently, hasn't been shared with outsiders. It has its roots in African ring shouts and has for years remained a relative secret. This wasn't about performing for others. This was about praising God, which makes this all the more surprising.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you the 2014 National Endowment for the Arts National Heritage Fellows.
Last month, the singing and praying bands received the highest honor the federal government can give a folk group. It came with prize money and a sold-out concert streamed live around the world. It's safe to say the singing and praying bands of Maryland and Delaware are no longer a secret. Here's Reverend Colbert.
It's a constant prayer of let us reach the people and how will they respond. We don't know if our message is getting across to them. We don't know if they consider us as entertainers and not a religious, spiritual organization. And so, we always have these thoughts going through our mind outside of the box at a festival at the Kennedy Center. Let's make sure that we're reaching somebody in that audience, in that theater.
You got to know something about the Lord in order to really enjoy the singing and praying band.
Sarah Irving is an energetic 79 going on 80. She lives in Cornersville, right outside Cambridge, Maryland, and she's been in this group for 60 years.
We don't have tambourines and band instruments. Our music is our hands. We sing with our lips and clap with our hands, stomp with our feet. When the Spirit get on us, we shout. And it's just a joy. It's just joy in singing and praying.
Doris Moloch, who also lives near Cambridge, has been in the group for longer than she can remember.
I pray, but I can't do too much singing. But when the Spirit get in there, you know it, everybody knows. Yeah, nothing no better than that. Singing and praying. Praising God for keeping you from one day to another. And then he wakes you up and you see a brand new day. And God is good. For 81 years, I got something to praise and thank God for.
You think it keeps you young?
I don't know about that. But I know I'm still here. And I can still praise him, and I can still get around. I'm kind of slow, but they watch over me and take care of me. You know, I done lost 2 children. If God wasn't on my side, I couldn't make it. I tell you, I can't sing, but I can call on his name. And I get an answer sooner or later. Yeah, he'll come and see you.
The singing and praying bands are getting older. The members, as they might say, are coming home.
I'm not certain whether this particular tradition will survive.
That's Jonathan David, a folklorist who has studied the group for 30 years. He's in Philadelphia. We spoke on Skype.
I do think that this kind of recognition they're receiving now will change the singing and praying band, but offer new opportunities so that perhaps young people now may look at them in a different light and be willing to join in and learn what the singing and praying bands have to say. But, you know, the African-American sacred music tradition is very rich, and I'm pretty secure in thinking that that will continue.
Even if you're not a member, even if you're not a believer, Reverend Colbert thinks anyone can take something away from hearing this group sing.
There is new life, and there is not a struggle always in life, and there's freedom in just singing. This thing about singing, it releases you. It becomes a part of you, you know, and it just takes you from where you are to another place. And we just hope that we reach somebody and say, man, that was wonderful, that was powerful, you know. I would like to hear them again.
For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Schwartz.
And that's it for this hour. Here and Now, a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. In association with the BBC World Service, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.